Blue 2, written by Lilylea 78, read by Ashes and Ghost. John lived in another galaxy, on an ancient city that he could control with his mind. He went to work every day by calling up a wormhole and stepping through it from the alien planet that he lived on to another alien planet. Sometimes he flew his spaceship, that he also controlled with his mind, and sometimes he stepped through the stone circle and traveled back to the Milky Way with that single step. On a bad day, he might battle alien vampires who drained years from your life with a touch. But for variety, he could return to his home galaxy and battle alien snakes who wanted to crawl inside of him and take over his body. Yeah, Lieutenant Colonel John Shepard lived in a science fiction movie. But this had to be the most surreal moment of his in all his 40-plus years of life. Shopping for new curtains with a general. The head of Homeworld Security, no less, with their best friends in tow. Apparently, General O'Neill agreed. "Remind me, Colonel, how exactly did we get roped into this again?" John shrugged helplessly and cocked a thumb over his shoulder to the bickering pair behind him. "I blame them." O'Neill nodded at that. "Good plan. When in doubt, blame Daniel." "Or Rodney." Neither of the men in question objected to being blamed for this little shopping excursion, but that was probably just because they hadn't heard the accusations over their own bickering. "Brown is only going to make the rooms look smaller. You really think that's a good idea, to make an underground room look more enclosed?" Rodney looked about 2 seconds from calling Dr. Jackson a moron, but something, possibly the general's presence, although John would be shocked if Rodney had actually learned restraint or respect for rank, held him back. "It's a neutral color," Daniel retorted, arms crossed tightly over his chest as if he was physically restraining himself from decking Rodney. "Green would limit the decorating options when other people are furnishing the rooms. Besides, you live on Atlantis. You're not the one who's going to be stuck seeing them every day." Rodney waved that away as unimportant. "When I'm back on Earth, I'm forced to stay in the VIP rooms, and I want them to be relaxing. The last thing I need is to be reminded that I'm stuck underground by the hideous brown curtains covering non-existent windows." "And how are green curtains hiding non-existent windows any more relaxing?" Daniel asked, reasonably. Unaccountably, Rodney blushed. They remind me of home," he answered. He looked quickly at John before raising his chin defiantly. "They're the color of the ocean." They weren't. Not really. The ocean around the city was more gray-blue than anything else, but John thought maybe Rodney had the right idea. Before he could speak up, though, the general cleared his throat meaningfully. "I like the blue ones," O'Neill announced, waving down his sales associate. When the smiling man arrived with a cheerful, "Have we decided?" O'Neill pulled out a length of blue sample curtain and nodded to John. "Do you like this one?" John eyed it critically, pretending to examine it thoroughly while angling himself so he could see both the fabric and Rodney's eyes at the same time. He nodded. "Yep, that'll work." The curtains weren't quite the same shade, but they were close enough if O'Neill really liked them that much. The general glanced from the material to Daniel's face, and if John didn't know better, he'd swear that O'Neill was doing the same thing with Daniel as John had just done to Rodney, before approving the selection. "We'll take 200, O'Neill said in a tone that brooked no argument. O'Neill and Daniel were making delivery arrangements when Rodney slid in close beside him. "Blue? Really?" Rodney asked quietly, sounding more exasperated than mad. With a casual glance to be sure no one was watching him, John quickly squeezed Rodney's hand, flashing him a knowing smile. "I like blue." Rodney squeezed back, flashing his lopsided smile back at John. "So does the general, apparently." John looked over at the man in question, standing too close to Daniel, and was only mildly surprised to find O'Neill staring into Daniel's eyes. John was no lip-reader, but he'd bet his favorite jumper that the words coming out of the general's mouth were, "I like blue." The end. Thank you for listening.